Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callan. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is preaching, teaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are grateful to be here today. We've been having issues with the computer because it cost me a lot of money. It cost us a lot of money to come on and bring the word. We got to pay for every second, but we are going to do it a few days. We'll be, if the Lord say the same, heading back home on Saturday. We should be back in the United States. The Lord guidance to record the word of God. So we want to look for one song to play while I get something to drink because it's very hot here and the heat just mess your voice up. So we're going to play maybe one or two songs and then we're going to come in and teach this part two of the message that we taught last week, waiting to get this computer ready. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come and even break bread this day. We ask, God, for your guidance. We ask for your direction, for your, O God, for your continuous mercy and grace to be upon this here service. God, speak to us today as we yield our hearts and minds to you. Father, we adore you. We worship and we bow down before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless the airways. Bless America. Bless the north, the south, the east, and the west. Bless the president, the vice president, the vice president, the Congress, the senators. Lord, bless the Supreme Court Justice Department. And God, we ask you to continue to watch over the police department. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. For he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. He is worthy. Computer's running slow. He is worthy. There is none like you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, 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 holy. Holy is the Lamb of God. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We only want to put one song on there anyway so I can get some ice and put in this drink, this water. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. He is worthy. It's so hot here without AC. The mints are melting in the home, in the house, just sitting on the table. They are melting from the heat. Well, I just got back from at the beach. I was in the beach, at the beach, swimming. Had me some fish yesterday. Might go down tomorrow and get some seafood to bring back with me. Computer staying long to bring up to worship. Very long. Hallelujah, Jesus.
this is even better than a stimulus. This time it's
the Federal Reserve Bank of New York just issued a digital dollar, effectively
Well, praise the Lord. We already prayed, and the music is not working. So we want to put this quick word here on the system. Pastor Stewart has been calling in, but I haven't been here because it's very difficult to get being long before it change over, before it pulls me in. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead. We're not going to be long today because it's very expensive, and we just want to put a word on there. And we want to do part two of this message. We're going to continue when the Lord allow us to get back to the United States of America. We're going to continue in this vein because this is what the Lord has given us for the church. And we want to talk about the house of the Lord is being polluted. If you hear any noises, because I'm using a fan, because it's very hot here. It's 86, almost 90 degrees here. And we don't have air conditioning in my sister's home. So I was just cooled off at the beach, swimming in the water. But we want to talk to you about the house of the Lord is being polluted. And the last time we ministered from Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 30, and we want to go into Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 1 to 16, and depends on how, if the Lord let us just stop there or go further. And this here, the word says, at that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princess and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. Now, even the priests of God, even the men of God, was worshiping the sun, worshiping the moon, worshiping the idols. They have deserted God. So even today we are seeing the same thing. You have people in the house of the Lord claiming to be prophets and apostles and the bishops and pastors and teachers and evangelists and all of this stuff they're saying they are, but they're not worshiping Jesus. They're not giving him the glory. They're not admonishing him. In other words, they are seeking money. And it even got to the place that some of these pastors have become homosexuals. They have become lesbians. They have married to men and called the men their first gentlemen. They are married to women and called the women their first ladies. They have been into all types of drugs uses and drug using and selling and all this stuff because they have not truly given them their worship to the Lord. They have not truly given their lives to the Lord. They proclaim Jesus as Lord, but they don't live for him. Now here, he said that even the dead bones of the priests and these kings and the people of the neighborhood, the inhabitants of the city, there's the people that dead from in the city, they're going to take their bones even out of the graves and throw them atop the earth, and they're going to be used as dung. Dung means, you know, filth. They're not going to be buried like, stay in the ground, buried like ordinary people because they were wicked. They were idol worshippers. You know, they deserted the Lord. So here in the book of Jeremiah, God is telling Jeremiah about these people, his people. He says, and the dearth that shall be chosen rather than life, and death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, even the death shall be chosen. In other words, God is going to plan their death. God is going to plan their death. They're not going to say, well, we're going to live to a ripe old age. God is going to plan their death. Do you hear that? Because of the wickedness, because of the way the people live. People think that it's a joke. Playing with God. God is not a plaything. They playing with God. They call themselves pastors and apostles and bishops and teachers and all that stuff, and then they want to live any kind of way. We can't do that. We are going to be tested. We are going to be tried all lifestyle, all ministry are going to be trying to see if we are really who God says we are. The devil going to test you. The devil going to try you to see if you're going to stand up, if I'm going to stand up for truth. Or are we going to fall for the lie? You see how many pastors are falling down? And some folk, I went on the line last night with Apostle LeGrant. I went on the line. They had some special service. Well, it didn't really fill me, so I got off the line. And then Evangelist Sheila sent me some obnoxious message. You know, she had an attitude. You know, I could tell the way she speak. You know, like she rebuking me. I thought it was a prayer, that we had a prayer session, and that I would go on there and I would get a chance to pray along with the other preachers on there. Well, no, they were talking some other stuff. Well, it didn't fill me, so I got off. And I told her, just know I'm stepping off the line. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of money to hear people talking the wrong in circles. I'm paying a lot of money to have Blog Talk really on here today. I'm not going to go in here and play games with the game. I got to put something on. So God began to speak to Jeremiah. He said, moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall they turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold it fast deceit. They refuse to return. In other words, God saying to Jeremiah, if they would get up and return to him, if they would get up and repent, that he would receive them. But you see, the people don't want to repent. We are preaching this stuff. We've been preaching this for 13 years on Blog Talk, really, since 2010, about repentance, about holiness. People are hearing the message. Apostle Stewart is preaching about that, about repentance, holiness. Apostle Washington, Bishop James, Brother Deacon, Pastor Brown, Evangelist Brown, Apostle Millie Jefferson, they're all preaching about holiness and repentance, but the people don't want to hear that stuff. They want to go somewhere where the preacher is preaching a happy message. You're going to have money. God say you're going to have this. God say you're going to have a big car. God say you're going to get married soon. You're going to have a big house. They want to hear those kind of messages. They don't want to hear a message about holiness, living a life that God go, that they can meet God and be and go back to heaven when God come to receive his church. They don't want to hear those messages. He asked Jeremiah, why the people are sliding back? Why they're backsliding? Why they're sliding back? Continuous, well, a perpetual, habitual backsliding. He said they're deceitful. They hold fast deceit. They refuse to repent. I hearken and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rushes to the battle. God says that he listened to them, he heard them, but no one repented. In a word, God is hearing us. We have gone so far left, and we think that God don't see, God don't hear, God doesn't know. God knows everything about us. But we are constantly doing what we want to do, what make us feel good. Hallelujah, glory to God. What tastes good to us, we are eating up all this stuff that's not good for us, and it's making us sick, and then we wondering why we are sick. Why is not God healing us? Well, we're eating what God said don't eat. We're doing what God said don't do. We're not honoring God's commandments. We're doing exactly what we want to do. So we're getting exactly what we need to get. He said, yeah, the star, talking about the birds of the air, in the heavens, know of their appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people, he said, even the wild birds, the animals of the field, they know their time of his coming. How not the judgment of the Lord? His people know not the judgment. We don't know. We are living, a lot of people are living like it's, they don't have to worry about dying. There's not going to be judgment. They're living a life that they feel good living. They say, oh, I can live this way. I can do this thing. I don't have to worry about judgment. That's how the people are living. That's how they're living. They don't have anyone to answer to. They don't believe that Jesus is coming back to judge the quick and the dead. And he said to Jeremiah, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. See, the Lord begin to say that they are writing falsely. They're not saying the truth. The scribe, the priest, the apostle, the prophets, they're not speaking the truth. So the people can be convicted. And this is what all of us got to do. We have to preach this thing and preach it with fire, that people will be burnt on the inside, they'll be scorched on their hearts, on their souls, in their minds, knowing that judgment is coming. He said, therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them, for everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. See what God's saying? We don't want to preach. They don't want you to preach about the priest or the prophet. When you preach about the priest, they get mad. I know some folk like that. So come on, Blog Talk, really. They get mad when you talk about the priest or the prophet, apostle, or anybody that is in the church. But the Bible says, God says that they all deal falsely. The priest, the prophet, they all deal falsely. Hallelujah. God is saying so, so we got to say what God say. They're dealing falsely because the truth is not in them. They only have one mindset, and their mindset is to get riches. Their mindset is to get the things of the world. This is not what God called for us. We are supposed to live truthfully. We're supposed to tell the truth, even if it costs our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were talking earlier today about two of my nephews and one of my brothers. And how my brother lived, he lived a very promiscuous and a dangerous life. He didn't care about his mother. He didn't care about his brothers or sisters. He was all about himself. He had money. When he died poor. He didn't even have enough money to bury himself. My sister had to bury him. I was in Washington, D.C. then. My sister had to bury him. But he lived a bad life, an evil life. He hated his own mother who brought him into this world. I'm telling you this because there's some people out there that live in this kind of life. They don't love their parents. They don't love their kinfolk. You understand? And as they live this kind of life, they're going to die the same kind of way. Hallelujah. I look at a house that we gave to this nephew, and the other nephews took it from him, the two brothers. And the other nephew took it from him and put his brother out on the street. I went and looked for this nephew, the good nephew. I went and looked for him on Monday, Tuesday, I went and looked for him in the hospital. And they had to cut off the bottom of his feet because the bottom of his feet was infected. They didn't cut off his feet. He still got his 2 feet, but they had to cut off the sole of his feet so that they can heal. And I told him, I said, your brother wicked, because both of you should, that was a 3-bedroom house my mother died and leave for me with a full bathroom and shower. I went and looked at the house. I was so embarrassed to see the house. The house falling down. I mean, it's decaying because of the wickedness of one brother. You remember Cain and Abel? Cain was so jealous of Abel that he killed his brother. Well, this brother wanted to kill his brother because he was jealous. We got to get to a place where we love on each other, not love on things. Let the things of this world cause us to hate each other. Be jealousy. Jealous, full of jealousy. Can't even love your own brother or sister because you're full of jealousy. Envy. And here he says, for they have healed the hurt. So he said, therefore will I give their wives unto others, to their neighbors, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness, greed, okay? From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And see, they're saying these words. This is what the people, when they go to some of these congregations, they're getting this happy-go-lucky word. This is what they're doing. They're saying these words to the people to make the people feel good just for a moment. This is what God is saying. They heal them just slightly. They make them feel good when they come in here. The preacher says, oh, you're going to have this, and God is going to bless you. If you just give this and if you just give that, God is going to bless you. And the people are giving their money, and they're giving their time, but they're not seeing the blessing because God had not said that. They're going to prosper. God wants the people to live holy. He said, if you live holy, he said, your outcome will be great. You got to live holy. You got to be holy. So he said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. God said, look, they saw what happened to the others, but they continue in the same way, doing what they want to do, what they feel to do, and they will fall just like the others fall. Hallelujah. This is what God is saying. This is what God is saying, Brother Deacon Fraser. He says, in the visitations, when the Lord show up, when the very presence of the Lord come, they will fall. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vines, nor figs on the fig tree. And the leaves shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourself and let us enter into the defense city. And let us be silent there, for the Lord our God hath put us to silence and given us water for gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. See, the Lord had given them bitter water, didn't have sweet water. God given them bitter water, that when they drink the water was bitter to the taste. And the God has chased them out from where they were. So now they want to go into this secure city, think that they could be safe from God. But we cannot run and hide from God. Wherever we go, God will find us. God will find us. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 15. He said, we look for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, but behold, trouble. The snorting of the horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the name of the strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrice among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you saith the Lord. This is judgment. God is sending judgment. You see all these people running around. I saw a show the other day. That was in some city. I can't remember. Maybe in Florida somewhere. And a preacher was visiting, and he was taking the information. They were talking about the politician, and they were talking about President Trump and stuff. And the Democrats was there, and the Republicans was there, and all of the gay people were there. And they had megaphones. And the one lady was saying, black lady, she had the microphone, and she was saying, F God, F God, F God. I mean, she was rocking, and she was, this guy, Will Johnson, was there. He's a preacher. And she was shouting at him, saying, F God, F God, F God, because they're in sin. We got sin, too. But they're in full-blown sin and don't want you to serve God. We're trying our best not to walk in sin because we have the sin nature. Not saying that we are actively operating in sin, but all of us, because the Bible, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have the sin nature that we inherit from our foreparent, Adam and Eve, in the garden. But Jesus came and washed us and cleansed us from this sin. But the nature, our soul, man, has been cleansed, but our flesh, man, has not been cleansed. So we still have this sin nature, and Satan is coming. He is coming and attacking our flesh, want us to do things that is contrary to the leading of God. You hear me today? So I got a friend that came in from New York. He's going to call me in a little bit. He wants to get together. We used to sing in the same band. So I just want to put a word on here for about an hour and a half or so, and then we're going to pray and get over here. Hallelujah. They're all going to relax till he called or if he don't call. But he says, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in the far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not the Lord in his house? Hallelujah. He says, is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Listen to what the Lord said. The people is saying, the harvest is past, and the summer's ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I heard. I am black astonishment. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no man in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people covered? Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word, verse 1. Hear the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heaven are dismayed at them. Leviticus 18 and 3. For the custom of the people are vain, worthless. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, and the work of the hands of the workman, they deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not, talking about the Christmas tree, how they put the Christmas tree in the house every year. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must need be born. They need to be kept, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations, talking to the Lord? Who would not fear the Lord? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish and stuck in a doctrine of vanity. They are all gone astray. Silver spread into place is bought from Tarshish, and gold from Ufa. The work of the workman and of the hands of the founder, blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. He is King of eternity. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. God did. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is Brutus in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of error. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the root. Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Excuse me. Gather up thy waters out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them that they may find it so. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle and all my words are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion. God is speaking. Out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate and a den of dragons. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thy anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his inhabitation desolate. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. The word of Ezekiel. Moreover, verse 1, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, and eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. See, you got to put the word in God, the word of God in your belly. We have to get the word in. We used to say word in, word out. Garbage in, garbage out. You can't speak the word of God if you don't study the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You got to study the word of God. You got to study it every day. A little bit a day, every day, will keep the devil away. Just a little bit of word. And if you can put a lot of word of God, you'll keep him further away. Hallelujah. He says, and he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. See, he put the word in. He eat the whole roll. For thou art not sent to the people, to a people of a strange speech, and of a straight, hard language, but to the house of Israel. See, he is going to people who know the language that he's speaking. We're speaking to English-speaking people. Hallelujah. They know what we're saying. Hallelujah. Our accents may be different, but they know what we're saying. He told him, not too many people of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand, surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened, they would have heard, listened to you. But to the house of Israel will not listen unto thee, for they will not listen unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. They will not listen. Hallelujah. They are stiff-necked. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and their forehead strong against their foreheads, and an adamant harder than sin. Have I made thy forehead? Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks. Though there be a rebellious house. He said, I made your head, your forehead like a stone, like a brick. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I have speak unto thee, receive in thy heart, and hear with thine ears, and go and get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Hallelujah. Whether they will hear or whether we will reject. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me as the voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. And I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touch one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing wind. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity of Tel Aviv, that dwell by the river of Sheba. I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of the seventh day that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. God is speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. Hear the word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest them not warnings, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, and to the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. See, God said to Ezekiel, what I told you, what I'm telling you, I want you to say to the people. If you don't tell them and they die in their sin, I am going to require their blood on your hand, at you. So he says again, yet thou warn the wicked, if thou warn the wicked, and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when righteous men does turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him warning, but he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin, not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul, and the hand of the Lord upon me. And he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Sheba. And I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet and spake with me and said unto me, Go, shut thyself within thine house. But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. They will put you under arrest, hold you, and I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou should be dumb, and shall not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious people. God said, I'm not going to let you give them correction. Hallelujah. Not the prophet. We're going to let them continue in this sin. Hallelujah. He's going to cause the prophet not to be able to speak. This is what God says he can do. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For there are a rebellious house. Ezekiel chapter 2. Go backward. Verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I said, send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this day. For they are impudent children, stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And there, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house. Yet shall know there have been a prophet among them. See, even though they are rebellious, they should know that there is a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though barriers and thorns be with thee, and thou thus dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of the words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say. Hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he sped it. And he sped it before me. He spread it before me. And it was written within and without on both sides. And there was written therein lamentations and mournings and woes. in front and back, the word of God was written. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word that you have given us. We got to go to Isaiah. But thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord. We pray blessings over Brother Deacon Fraser and those us that hear this word today. We pray, Father God, that you continue to anoint our ears to hear your word. Bless those that hear and bless those that will hear. If you heard this word today, I pray that this word has generated a craving in your soul, generate a longing and a yearning for more of God and less of this world. This is what the Lord has given us to give you today. And the Lord will pay the bill. No matter the bill is going to be expensive, but the Lord will pay the bill. Remember that He take care, He supply all our needs according to His riches and glory. So He will pay the bill. And here is what the Lord is saying to us today. He says that many today are going backward instead of forward. Many are committing sin and living in sin. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This is what the word of God says. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. He didn't say he was one of the ways. He said he was the way, the only way. And you must accept Jesus as your Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 2, 16 and 31. Jesus said, behold, I am coming quickly. Revelation 22 and 7. In the book of Acts 2 and 38 says, Peter said to them, Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and they all that believed were together and had all things common. The Bible says in Acts 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So Jesus is the only way. The Bible says in John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3 and 17. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. John 3 and 19. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Hallelujah. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah. And in Mark chapter 16, last book, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, the Bible says, Jesus spoke to them, to his disciples, and this is what he said to them. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today I want to give you the opportunity to receive him as your Lord and Savior. And it's very simple. All you need to do is call upon his name in repentance. So, Lord Jesus, I heard the word today, and I believe the word. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I have lived my life in sin. All the days I have lived my life in sin. But today I heard the word, and I repent of my sin today. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Set me free from my sin. Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask you to enter in now, this day, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I denounce Satan and all of his agents and the world system, all that it stands for. I come to you this morning, Jesus, with great expectations. Lord, I don't want to be a house that's polluted. I want to be a house that is clean. I want to be a house that is pure, to be a house that is sanctified, that you would want to come and dwell in. So today, Lord Jesus, I'm asking to forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God. Make me whole again, O God, like when you first created my four parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Make me pure and holy again, O God. Give me a hunger and thirst for righteousness as I seek your face. I thank you today, Lord, that we had the opportunity to hear the word today. Bless me with life, O God, everlasting, O God. I ask you, O God, to protect my goings and protect my comings, Lord. God, make me the head and not the tail. Set me above and not beneath. Make me the lender, not the borrower. Oh, if you pray that prayer and the adding that addition that he gave me, you have just received the gift of salvation. Call up a pastor, preacher, teacher, someone who know how to baptize in the name of Jesus according to Acts 2 and 38. And tell them that you have received the gift of salvation, that you are studying your word, and that you want to be baptized. And before you get baptized, invite your friends, your family, your co-workers. Invite even your enemies, because you want them to know that you have given your life to Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And once you have done that, you want that pastor now to, you want to be baptized in Jesus' name. You're going into a liquid grave once you have your guests there, because you want them to see. You want people to be witnesses of this thing. You don't want this thing to just go on. When you was going to the clubs and stuff, you had a lot of people that was seeing you in the club. Now you're going into God's house. You are worshiping God. You're serving God. You are making a decision to serve God with all of you. Hallelujah. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Hallelujah. We are tried every day because why? We have made a decision to serve him. And once you make that decision to serve him, you're going to be tried. So now you want to, you're going down in this water. You're making an open declaration, proclamation to all those that are there that you belong to Jesus. And when you're going down that water, we call it a watery grave. You're going down in that watery grave, and you are dying to sin, leaving everything that was holding you back and holding you captive from Jesus in that water. And you're coming up out that water in righteousness, in the righteousness of who God said you are through Jesus Christ. Now you need to find a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel. And, you know, because like we said in the message, everybody is not preaching the gospel. A lot of people are preaching. It sounds good. It's making you jump, make you dance, make you sing, but it's not making you change. You want to hear, you want a gospel that changes your souls, changes your spirit, changes your life. That's the kind of the gospel you want to hear. You want to be in a church that preaches and teaches the word that changes you, causes you to change. Hallelujah. So then when you find that church, you join that church, you become a part of that church, a body of those believers, you want to now do something. Don't sit on your two hands on your do nothing. Ask the pastor, what can I do? I want to be a helper in the church. I want to do something. You might have to pick up the trash around the building. All that's ministry. You may have to clean the bathroom. I clean the bathroom. Hallelujah. Do something, but just don't sit down on your do nothing, doing nothing, okay? We thank you for coming on today. Hopefully we'll come on tomorrow. We don't know. depends on how the day is, you know. So we are packing our stuff and getting our stuff ready to leave here on Saturday afternoon. You know, we're not going to wait till the last minute, because when you wait till the last minute, you forget stuff. You leave stuff behind. I still got some stuff to wash because the water's off today. The people just turn off the water to the whole street. They didn't tell nobody no warning. These people just do what they like. And so when the water come back, I got to do a wash. We just thank God for you all. Thank God for you, Brother Deacon Fraser. We just bless the Lord for you and pray, God, that we might hear you on Friday night if we get a chance to get on Friday night. We just thank God for you and praise God that we are still here. Pray, God, for Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington. Praise God for the Apostle Minnie Jefferson and Apostle Ronnie Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. Pray, God, for them. Ask God to continue to watch over us. Pray that the money come true by the time I get back there. They got a message that the money is ready. I can go to the bank or they're turning digital. And the government want to know how much money you have, where you work, and what you got. They want to know everything about you, how much money you put in the bank, how much money you got in the bank, how much money you take out. So they're going to digital. They're trying to go to digital, but we are fighting against it. And they tried this 3 times already before, but now this is, I think, the 4th time that they're doing it, trying to get it passed. We pray your strength, Father. We pray, God, for strength for Brother Deacon Fraser. Even as we leave this line, but never your presence, Father, we ask you to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us when we come, and bless us when we go. We pray, oh God, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, set us above and not beneath, that you will make us the lender and not the borrower. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you bless us so that we can be a blessing to the widows, the fatherless, the motherless, the homeless, and the orphans, oh God. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, that you make it possible for us to bless someone else. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you speak today that make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide. It may stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into somebody's home and committing some heinous crime. God bless you all. Have a great day. A great afternoon in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.